Welcome to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green, where you'll discover actionable strategies to help your student to reach their academic goals, to excel at standardized testing, and to plan for the college admissions process painlessly. And now, here's your host, Dr. Stephen Green.
Hey everybody, Make the Grade, educational podcast. Steve Green, the Success Doctor. Listen, you know what I'm going to do today? Let's just stay positive. Let us stay positive. It has been a stressful last 4 or 5 months. In academics, for sure. In life, for sure. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, you're listening to this in 2028. We are dang smang in the middle of the COVID-19 thing. Schools are out. Schools closed. People can't go out. People wearing masks. People are scared. People can't get explanations. And this may not end for a while. So it's been stressful. It's been negative. It has put pressure on everybody economically, emotionally, spiritually, academically, you name it. So I want to take this time. I just want to highlight some positive things that have been going on in the Make the Grade world with my students. And in some cases with me, because I think it's important to look at the whole giant picture and see what's going on. So let's start out with this. AP exams, done under interesting circumstances here, for the first time ever, virtually done. Instead of going to a room, sitting there for 3 or 4 hours, writing out a test, done online virtually. I am very proud, and I got to protect some confidentiality here, but Dan, Sarah, Mitch, Nancy, Jan, Key, fives on the AP exams. Those are 5 Make the Grade students that got fives. That is the highest score if you're not familiar with the AP. Across different subjects, couple calculus, Euro, AP Euro, Tuffy, well done. 8 other students got fours. So 13 people, fours and fives. That's in the old days, that's college credit. I don't even know anymore. It's going up and down so much. But guys and girls, great work. That is the result of consistent, hard work, which I love. I love to see. I love the commitment. I want to acknowledge that. Good for you. Well done. You should be proud of yourselves. Let's talk about academics. Yeah, it was a wacky year. Some schools didn't even grades last marking period. But Seth, 4-0. Elena, 4-0. Kevin, 4-0. Another Kevin. 2 Kevins. Kevin A, Kevin C. Both 4-0. Okay. Lana, 4-0. This is awesome. Under some tough conditions. You brought it together. You pulled out what I knew you could. You were consistent. You were committed. You used the community, and you got it done. And grades aren't everything. They're important, for sure. They're not everything. But it's the result of the hard work and staying focused. When everything else around you was tough. Let's talk about college acceptances. Let's talk about college acceptances with my students. Okay? Guys and girls, great work. Lots of people getting where they want to get into. It's almost too long to list. I got a list and I got a paper pad here with stuff on it, which I don't usually do. I usually do these podcasts completely improvisationally off the cuff. But Thomas, Penn State, first choice in. Liam, University of Penn, first choice in. Danny, Rutgers University, one of my alma maters. Scarlet Knights, go ahead. First choice in. Elena, Franklin Marshall, another one of my alumni, bases. The Dips, Diplomats, first choice in. People are doing what they got to do here. And I feel really honored to be a part of this. I am not saying, don't get me wrong, I didn't do all this. The students did the work. The students got the reward. But I feel like I was able to set some structure up and help them with it. Let's talk about SATs. Yes, they got put on furlough. 4 students had this year scored 800s on sections of the SAT, 336s. Guys, you are killing it. Andrea, Robin, Steve, Bruce, and Val. Unbelievable. This is great. And you know who you are if you're listening. I don't want to throw real names. I mean, these are real names, but I don't want to throw full names out just to be safe, confidentiality. Let's talk about the Make the Grade community. Make the Grade community was born October 1st, 2019. It was created to help parents and students to maximize their education. It's something I'm passionate about forever, since I started teaching way back in 1993. You can do the math. I was able to put a thing together where people can go to a site, get support 24 hours a day, get questions answered, get live help. And people took advantage of it. And I know it helped them because I got comments. So thank you for participating. Thank you for those who stepped up and took leadership roles in that community. I hope you continue to as we come to a new school year in a few months or a few weeks. Let me talk about the Make the Grade podcast. It is almost exactly 1 year old. This is episode 78. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of commitment. That is a lot of consistency. If you know anything about what I do, what Make the Grade does, commitment, consistency, community, the three C's of success, S-U-C-C-C-E-S-S, podcast every week, once or twice a week. And I'm hoping it's giving as much value as the feedback I get from people tell me. This is really important stuff to me. It makes me feel good to know that this stuff's out there, the content's out there. It's helping people. It's helping people get what they want. It's helping students achieve, helping parents to help their children to maximize their goals. When I was in high school, when I was in college, middle school, there was no place to get help like this. I mean, you could go to your teacher, and I'm not saying they didn't try to help. It's just the culture wasn't there like this. It was just you got it. It's your problem. Go study. Go learn it. Now, I was a good student. I liked school. Tried hard. Did my work. Made it through high school, grad school, college, everything. But it was a lot. I felt like I was always on my own. If I had a question, you know, try to find somebody to help me. There is so much potential ways to get support now. Just got to find it. And that's what the Make the Great community is about, the success community. I want to talk about one last thing, which are events. Back to school event last year, the 6th annual, 174 people. Biggest one ever. Thank you. Doing another one this year, the 7th annual. Yeah, hoping for the same kind of result. This one should be bigger, though. You know why? It's going to be online. We're going virtual. Yes, anybody in the country can listen to this. September 10th, back to school virtual event. I'm bringing in a panel of speakers. Talk about all things back to school. Because this year's a crazy one. Are we even going to have school? Are we going to want school buildings? We're going to be virtual. We don't know yet. Going back and forth. I think the plan is to be in school. But the plan might change. You got to have a backup plan. Podcast 73, what is your contingency plan? Huge, 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 huge. Super important. But I am proud of the podcast. When I launched it, I don't know where it was going to go. Honestly, like, I knew I liked to talk. I thought I had something to say. Maybe I'll run out of material after a few weeks, a few months, 28 episodes. But I thank all the people who've become guests on the podcast, who become community members, who've become resources. All my speakers have been able to help, not just me, but people in the community. So here's the message for today. Let's stay positive, okay? Let's be thankful. Let's appreciate what is going well, because I've had a lot of kids who have a lot of success and need to keep that going, and we will. So take advantage of what's out there. Take advantage of the community. Take advantage of the podcast. Take advantage of the courses I have. If you need help, ask for it. This is Steve Green, the Make the Great Success community, the Make the Great podcast, providing actions that parents and students can take to maximize their education every day. Please comment. Please give feedback. Let me know what you think. Let me know what will help you. Hope to see you September 10th. The link will be in the show notes, but it's makethegrade.school. Pretty cool, huh? Makethegrade.school. I know. It's a winner. Anyway, Steve Green, Make the Grade podcast. Thank you. Congratulations to all the students that wins this year. Big wins. Good for you. You earned it. You deserve it. I applaud you. See you next time.
You've been listening to Make the Grade with the Success Doctor, Stephen Green. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe. For more resources and support, please visit makethegrade.net.